And good morning, Central Oregon. Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. So, really good news. First, I want to thank you for being here, let you know that the phone number is 541-388-1110. And I'm to be informed that the technical difficulties that we've had in recent weeks, it took them a couple of days, but they found it. So I'm really, really anxious to get somebody to call in just to make sure that we're broadcasting evenly and coming across the board and doing all that sort of thing. Apparently, it was something in the interface between our transmission and broadcasting. And, of course, they changed out a new phone headset. And somewhere in there, you know, deep down where none of us understand what's going on, a wire got crossed. And what was happening, it was muting the projection when we had online callers. So, again, the number at the station is 541-388-1110. If you got something real estate related, do we have somebody or you? We do? Well, heck yeah. Let's give it a go. Let's see what happens. Hi there. You're on the air. Who's this?
Fred Johnson. This is Vinny O calling on the weekend. How are you doing today?
I am living it up today. How are you?
I am on my way fishing down at the Fall River. So I was curious about land prices down here. What's it doing?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on the land. You know, there's still a really good market, really good active market. Some of the stuff that was overpriced, you know, was sort of purposefully overpriced. They figured, gosh, you know, they told me it's worth $1 million. I might as well try it.
Well, exactly right.
Well, that stuff, they're kind of finding out that the reality of the market's not going to support that $1 million. It's worth what the property is to, you know, our saying is what it is to a ready, willing, and able buyer. One place that we're seeing a little bit of softening is sort of in that speculation market, you know, where before, you know, if you had a piece of vacant land and it had some upside to it or whatever, there were literally people that were maybe even overpaying for those properties because they felt like, gosh, I'm 3 to 5 years from retirement. If I don't buy something now, I'll never be able to buy something. So they'd buy it. But with building costs and the price of that land and all that sort of thing, some of those speculation lots we're seeing a little softening in. What area are you particularly interested in?
I just saw a piece of property driving on Huntington Road, driving by the little Deschutes River down there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll give you an example. I just listed one actually this last week. And when you turn there off of Riverview onto Otter, like you're going to the Quail Run Golf Course.
Oh, yeah, yes.
There on the left-hand side is a little over an acre and a quarter. It actually backs to the river. It has a new well, 100-foot well. Has septic feasibility already done. And the price on it's $185. And it's above the floodplain, and it's a buildable lot.
Really, really?
Yep. But that's about what that's...
Yeah, actually, I'm got to go back down that way towards La Pine, so I might swing back by there and take a look, gander at it.
Well, take a look at it. It's a decent, you know, it's not often that you get, you know, waterfront lot in Central Oregon for under $200,000.
And so it's on a well, so the well's good. So you got to get the well inspected, the pump inspected, and septic too.
The well's brand new. And then nice. Down in that area, kind of what they did, you know, we've talked about it before on the show, but there's overlays, you know. So what they did out there is they put a wetland overlay. So it's above the floodplain, but it's still sort of in the wetland overlay. So what happens out there is they almost never give standard septic and drain fields. They always do one of the above ground sand filtrators or one of the new.
Oh, got it. And those are those raised little septic tanks that you see hanging around. Got it.
And the reason for it, it's above surface and it doesn't get into the surface water.
I know they're having maybe a problem with that with these old septics down La Pine, so maybe curious about the groundwater down here.
Well,
rest of your show. The phone works perfectly. I appreciate it.
Oh, and I appreciate your call very much. Gosh, I even got to pitch a listing there. That was kind of fun.
And that's exactly right. And wait, I'll pitch for you. And that's askfredjohnson.com, correct?
All right on. That's where it is. Thank you very much. Yeah, go there. You know, the market trend report's going to be coming out, and if you go there and you want to start getting that market trend report on a monthly basis, just check the box and send it in, and we'll send it to you. I won't chase
you
after you.
You got it, Fred. Thank you very much.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Look forward to the rest of the show.
Okay, talk to you then. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Well, apparently we're working. There we go. So, hey, call in. A number at station 541-388-1110. So, gosh, where do we go from here? There's a couple of things I wanted to hit right off the bat today. First and foremost, tomorrow, 9/11. 2001, 21 years ago, our country was under attack. You know, and it seemed like, you know, I'm sorry, it was really a horrific situation. It continues to be a horrific event. But, you know, and the fallout of that, it seemed like we were actually united as Americans for a short period of time shortly thereafter. I don't know if it was 15 minutes or 2 weeks, but by golly, I mean, it just seems like suddenly so long ago because things, you know, there's just so many personal attacks and it's so divisive right now where, you know, then we just sort of had this sort of gratitude and acceptance of one another. But, you know, take some time. Take some time, you know, tomorrow and remember that, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in the little stuff that we don't take the time to really be thankful for the many wonderful things that we have. I mean, we live here in Central Oregon, and it's beautiful. And there's a lot of things going on, but there's, you know, a lot of things that we have to be thankful of. And, you know, waking up each day and having our heart full of pain and anguish certainly isn't one of them, you know. So, you know, get out there and enjoy your day. And remember, 9/11 was a really monumental day, continues to be a monumental day, even though I read this week in the schools don't even like to teach about it, I guess now. It's one of those things that fell out, which is just unbelievable to me. And to that end, the other thing that sort of happened here yesterday, well, 2 days ago, I guess it was, is when we went past September 8th, that meant that we were officially 2 months away from Election Day. November 8th is Election Day. It's only 2 months away. And this is a time that if you want to, from my perspective, maybe slow the insanity, if you want to make a difference, you can make a difference. And this is a time to make that difference, make your voice be heard, get out and vote, get familiar with the issues. Don't wait till the last minute and then just ask the person next to you, who are you voting for? But go ahead and take the voter's pamphlet. And of the issues that you don't understand, look into them a little bit. Because one of the things that they're doing of recent is, you know, they put these deals on the ballot that no means yes and yes means no. So you think you're voting against everything, but by checking the no box, you basically voted for it because it was worded differently. And to know that before you actually sit with your ballot is going to be great. And I genuinely believe that we need to have some more input when, you know, even on our local council and that. I was just thinking about it on the way in today, how we've had people that were really experienced and really trained who had been in that capacity before and basically got kicked to the curb and they left the area. I mean, one moved to Montana, a couple moved to Idaho. You know, and these were people that had some impact. One of the gentlemen was here in Bend. He'd studied law. He'd studied urban planning. He was a small business owner. He really had the acumen to be able to grapple with some of the issues that we have in a growing city. Ran for mayor. He's gone. He's now in Montana. So, you know, do your voting. Try to get out there. So to that end, let's talk about the bulletin. Oh, gosh, we're going to have to take a break here in just a second. There's a couple interesting articles that are in the bulletin today, and I just thought that maybe we would touch base with them. One, I think, is sort of a benign deal, but because we're a real estate show, we're going to talk about what it takes to purchase commercial property, and is commercial property all that it's made up to be? And then maybe we'll even touch base a little bit on the city grappling with their unsanctioned camping code. And I presume that'll probably generate a phone call or two. So anyway, again, the number here at the station is 541-388-1110. And you can always visit my website at askfredjohnson.com and any information that you would like there. I want to thank you so much for listening today on FM News 100, 1110, KBND.